Welcome back. Time to look at mergers and acquisitions right now. Mergers and acquisitions in the country are expected to gain further traction after a lackluster 2017, and the expectations are that dealmakers will once again have a busy year in the rest of the continent in the duration of this year. To talk to us about it is Andrew Skipper, who's the head of Africa practice at Hogan Lovells. Andrew, thanks so much for your time this morning. Whether you read the magazine Dealmakers or you on the site reading some of the articles, many would describe 2017 as, you know, fairly, I don't know how to describe it, as lackluster, actually, as you put it. And what I'm keen to understand is, what were these the conditions or some of the factors that affected mergers and acquisitions or deal activity last year?
Thanks for that. In my role, I spent a lot of time traveling across Africa, and it's true to say last year was a flat market across the continent. I think that was for a number of reasons, particularly on the economic side, with the oil price having gone down, there wasn't so much money around, but also there is an element of there's a lot of political risk, and I would say that the three elements I look at very closely when I'm looking at issues around currency issues, corruption issues, and lack of certainty. These are the areas where I think are significant problems in terms of getting M&A across the line across Africa.
Have those conditions eased since then?
I think it's very important to look, firstly, you'd have to look at Africa as 54 countries as opposed to just one continent. And in doing business in Africa, you have to look at, first of all, you can't do an M&A transaction without understanding the country you're in, working in it, investing in it, and respecting the people you're working with. I think in the last 6 months, I have spoken and listened to four presidents, ranging from Zimbabwe, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, and Ghana, all of whom are saying they are open for business. That means they're looking to get less corruption, more transparency. The oil price has gone up, the currencies are getting easier, and apart from in certain countries, the certainty of political rule with changes in four countries, at least admittedly to the same party, that peace will change, and makes me much more optimistic across the continent.
Well, then, following this so-called lackluster year that we saw last year for 2017, what were some of the standout M&A deals that happened perhaps across the continent or in South Africa that stood out to you?
Well, I'd like to hand over to my colleague Vivian Chaplin at that point, who is with me and a leading M&A practitioner in South Africa, who'll be able to answer that.
Hi, good morning to you and to the listeners. I mean, 2017 was, as you say, a lackluster year. There were a couple of deals in the South African market at least, which commenced last year, which are still not closed. I mean, the first one is the Chevron transaction in South Africa. Sinopec and or Glencore are both keen to purchase the Chevron assets in South Africa. So that deal is still ongoing, and that commenced last year. There is the Sibanye-Stillwater Lonmin deal, which is hoping to close, I think, during the course of this year. There's also been some talk about the Murray and Roberts looking into acquiring a ring. So, you know, notwithstanding the political uncertainty and political risk, I think, you know, M&A activity was carrying on, and we're hoping to see an increase during 2018.
Right. Last year, whether you looked at the U.S., there were concerns around NAFTA and what Trump may do or tweet. And then in Europe, it's the concerns whether we're going to have a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit. And then here locally were, political uncertainty, probably a run up until we got to the ANC conference. Do you see any risks for 2018 that could affect M&A activity, perhaps here in South Africa or globally?
I think I can answer that on the global basis, in that the same rules apply. People want certainty, they want stability, and they want to know that there's transparency in the countries in which they're operating. I think significant progress is being made in a number of countries across Africa, but I think people are still cautious about investing. Sentiment is massively important across Africa, and the sentiment I find in different countries ranges very significantly. In Nigeria, the sentiment is generally very optimistic, quite often in the face of evidence to the contrary, whereas in South Africa, I find sentiment tends to be more on the negative side. But people are looking, why do people look at Africa? They look at it because there is potential reward there in terms of the investment they make. The demographics are changing significantly, such that around half the world's working population could well be in Africa in 2050. And there are very significant markets which people are keen to look to. But the scale of the business, the scale of the businesses in Africa is a very significant problem. So people are looking at the same issues all the time, but they need to understand very clearly what they're looking at in each country. So I think that the changes in South Africa, I think, have been seen to be very good by the world markets. But I think that there's a cautiousness about the approach to investing heavily into countries and in Africa and elsewhere. And look, this is a global market. There's a ton of money on balance sheets. There's a ton of money in private equity houses. The bankable deals around the continent and around the world are not there at the moment to invest in.
Right. That's Andrew Skipper, who is the head of Africa practice at Hogan Lovells.